Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you once again for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we thank you for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we do invite you. We are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that we interact with one another through our Bible study with anyone that you may be communicating with. Are you hearing that speaking? We have a dialogue that takes place on air. So we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you that's listening by internet, if you would like to call in and participate, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you will be automatically connected. We keep our mics potted on unless someone is online or listening via phone, and we can hear background noises that's distracting the speaker, so we will cut all of the mics out at that time. But overall, we usually keep our mics open, so it's a consistent dialogue. You can talk at will whenever you choose to. Amen? So that's one of the things that we do. We're going to have prayer, and then after we have prayer, we're going to go into our topic this evening. I'm going to be sharing that this evening with you. We like to pray this evening for Stuart. We like to pray for Stuart Hawthorne, located in Ohio, who's in the nursing home. We pray for that God will continue to heal him, that God will continue to bless him even in the nursing home, that he would have a testimony. Amen, that he would even have a testimony for those that fare as well as those that come to visit. I'm sure that many of you have family members who are in a nursing home, and sometimes it can be pretty stressing, and we have to continue to pray for them as well as pray for each other. Amen?
Amen.
We would also like to pray for Pastor Paul Robinson. Pastor Paul Robinson is out of Tennessee. He has asked for prayer. He ran into a problem with finances. Amen? And sometimes we are working on our job, and our job closes. So he has asked for prayer. So, and you know what, I shouldn't even say for finances, because he is a pastor. God has blessed him above and beyond. So I'm going to retract that. But we are praying that he comes along with a testimony with how God has blessed him with another job. In fact, not even giving him another job, but giving him more than what he was asking for. And that's the type of God that we serve. We also like to lift up Brother Bill Robinson, Minister Bill Robinson from out of Atlanta. Last time he was on, he was asked for prayer, so we continue to keep him on our prayer list. He is a business, he's in business, and he had said that one of his business associates had dropped out, and it created some difficulty with his business. So we're just praying that God will restore that for him also. Other names that we have for prayer, we also have Mary Hawthorne, who is in Detroit, Michigan. I'm sorry, he's in Detroit, Michigan. We're praying for he and his family.
Detroit, Michigan. He praying for Larry Hawthorne out of Detroit, and also another Larry Hawthorne out of Maryland. His family, Larry Hawthorne out of Maryland, minister, passed yesterday, and his family is requesting prayer. We also pray for Pearl Thompson and Judith, who joins us sometime. Her sister, Crystal, is in need of prayer. We lift up Gwen Stevenson, Pless Matlock, and Patsy Coggins as well.
Amen. Would you like to pray for them?
Yes. Okay. Father God, we just praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, because you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that there is no us without you, dear Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that you are a creator, that you knew us, Father God, before we even thought of you, while we would be admitted in our mother's womb, Father God, that you have specific designs for us and on our lives, Father God, and we thank you for that. We thank you, dear Lord, that each of us, Father God, is born with a purpose, Father God.
Yes.
And we thank you for those purposes, and those purposes be fulfilled. We thank you, dear Lord, and we lift up the families of each and every person that we've named, Father God, that they, Father God, in their caretaking and well-doing, Father God, that they do not lose hope, Father God, that they do not lose drive and will and energy, Father God, that they are encouraged, Father God, by family and friends around them, Father God. They also have relief and rest, Father God, and Father God,
yes,
that they stand strong. We pray, Father God, for those that are sick and shut in, those that are named, Father God, and those that we may have omitted. I just thought of Lisa Snyder and Nettie Hutchinson also, to lift them up, Father God.
Yes.
And for Mr. Macon, I can't think of his first name right now, out of Georgia, that he's lifted up, who's had emergency surgery,
yes,
as well, dear Lord. Father God, we just ask you, Lord, to just comfort these folks, Father God, that are in need of a touch, a healing touch, Father God. Let them be reminded, Father God, that your word says that by each stripe that Jesus suffered, each wound that he endured, each lash that he took, Father God, that was for our healing, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, that by his stripes, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we are healed, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that they be reminded.
Yes.
I come against anybody and anything, Father God, that would cause them to be due toward or to keep their move their eyes from you, Father God.
Yes.
Anyone or anything, Father God, that would cause them to lose hope. I ask you, Father God, that wherever they are, dear Lord, that the Holy Spirit completely envelop their room, Father God, so that they can sleep and rest and heal and rejuvenate, Father God.
Yes.
And the peace and the umbrella and the cloud of the Holy Spirit. We praise you and thank you, dear Lord.
Yes.
And we ask you, Lord, to remove anything that is not of you from their midst. Let their dwelling place, Father God, whether it's the hospital room, Father God, whether it's the nursing home, Father God, whether it's their bedroom, Father God, let it be covered right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That the entire dwelling is covered, Father
Jesus.
God. That all those who come in contact with them, Father God, will see you, Father God, and have a desire to bless them, to speak life to them, and to minister healing to them, Father God, knowing that they are your children, Father God, and that you have a purpose for each and every one of them,
yes,
Father God. Let us hear a praise report, Father God,
yes,
that we can share the praise report online as well, also, Father God, of how good you are,
Lord,
of how good you are. Now we thank you, Lord, and we thank you that it could be your will, Father God, that they receive healing on this side of heaven. That it be so, Father God, and we rejoice, Father God, even for those who are receiving or have received their healing in heaven as they crossed over, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, and
yes,
praise you, Lord. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, amen.
Jesus. Amen. 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 And we all stand in the need of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sure that you agree with that. As we move on, there are three questions I'd like to ask you. And you don't have to answer it, but just think of it in your mind. What song do you like to listen to when you are filled with joy? What song do you like to listen to when you're worried? Number three, what song do you listen to when you feel overwhelmed? And the other question, number two, and we're going to get back to that hopefully. If you could use words, how would you express your praise for the Lord? Let me say that again. If you couldn't use words, how would you express your praise for the Lord? Amen. So we're going to move on. We're coming out of Psalms 148. This evening I was going to talk on what is worship, but the Lord has directed me in another path. So we're coming from Psalms 148, 1 through 13. Amen, 1 through 13.
148.
Psalms 148, 1 through 13. And the psalmist goes on and it says here, it says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him. All his angels, praise him. All his hosts, praise him. sun and moon, praise him. All you shining stars, praise him. You highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which could not be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth. You see monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command, mountains and all his hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all the rulers of the earth. Young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. And in closing, in 14, he has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
So we move on into this, the discussion. The theme of this is we are called to honor and to glory God. We are called to honor and to glory, to glorify God. And that's Ephesians 1:12.
Amen.
In Psalms 148, it talks about it paints a picture as it calls for all creation, all that is known and seen. We are all to praise the Lord. And as the psalmist talks about here, he talks about parts of the creation that is called to praise him. And if you think about it, when we read this, he calls no. He doesn't talk about rank. He doesn't talk about importance. He doesn't talk about whether it's kings. He doesn't talk about it whether it's children. He's talking about all things should praise. Now, this being that the splendor of the Lord is always and always will be beyond human capabilities. And it's always above and beyond our understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we as the humans, we sometimes find ourselves in situations and we choose to forget about praising and glorifying God.
Mm-hmm.
Situations that we may fall in that may be above and beyond our understanding, rather than to praise God, we focus on the circumstance. And here the psalmist is saying that all things should praise God.
Amen.
Everything on this earth is created by God.
Amen.
Amen. So when we look at Psalms 1 and 2, praise the Lord. And when we look at the Hebrew word was repeated several times, and it talks about, this is what the is speaking of, it says Hallel. And Hallel is a sense of humor, gratitude, and reverence.
Hmm.
Now, you might have heard, and let's just think about, when you think about in terms of you in Washington, and you look at World War II, or you look at the Korean veterans in Washington, D.C., there's what's called the National Monument. And there are people that come from all over the world to show respect. respect to those who served in the military. And what the psalmist is saying here is, we acknowledge those who have done things in this earth. We acknowledge things who have done things in this earth. But people will come all over the world to acknowledge and recognize this monument. But when we give praise, we should give honor and praise and respect to God. We should give honor and praise and respect to God. Think about when we have a wake-up call to our human awareness. What about when, if we're able to experience our human senses, things that we go to are the small parts of what's happening in creation at any given moment. When we, whatever it is, whether it's small or whether it's big, what about when we, rather than focusing on those small things or focusing on those big things, what about when we give honor and respect and gratitude and reverence for God? And what the psalmist is saying here is that the more that we honor and glorify and show gratitude and respect to God, and what he's saying here is that we're connecting with heavenly locations. We're here on earth, but we are connecting with heavenly locations.
Amen.
It's almost like we're calling on God, and God sends angels, he sends help. That's the only way I can think about it. So we are to always keep our minds focused on God, who is the creator of the heaven and the earth. And it's saying here that the more that we show respect, honor, gratitude, and reverence for God, he increases our praise. In other words, it's almost like we get energized. The more that we praise God, the more we become energized because God shows up. And even if he doesn't show up, we still honor and glorify God because we have that faith, that inner faith of knowing that he's going to show up on our behalf. So verse 1 and 2 calls for praise from the heavenly locations. The angels and the heavenly hosts praise God because of what they do. This is really something new. Amen? It's not something new. Because we as humans, we are created to praise God. We're created to praise God. And we are to, and what the psalmist is saying is, we should not take a pause when something happens in our life to praise God. So no matter what you may be going through, what situation you may have that may not connect with your understanding of how it's going to be better or how it's going to get fixed, we are to continually to praise God. You ever think about that? They talk about it, and at times they talk about, you look at the birds, we always see the birds flying around. Every year they return, and you wonder where they go. Where do the birds go? Here it is, we're in our habitat, and we're cold. We're trying to stay warm. But yet the birds are out in the elements. as cold as it may be, and every year they return. Just a thought. Just a thought. Where do they go? But they always returned, meaning that they were fed, meaning that they kept warm, meaning that something or someone was protecting them even during the worst times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is almost where we are, and if God can do that with the birds, if he can do that with the creatures outside, don't you think that he can take care of our small problems?
Amen.
We look at them as big problems, but God looks at them as small problems. And that's where the psalmist is saying that we are to always praise God. In 3 and 4, the psalmist moves worshipers from the realm side of time and space to surrounding closer to home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those things that we can see are also called to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that the psalmist is beginning to follow the flow of the creation of the poem in Genesis in 1:1. Mm-hmm. Think about it, 1:1. Amen? The verse in Genesis moved from the general to the specific, and the praise in the psalm parallels that order. Nothing is left out of this call to praise. Nothing is left out. If you want to underscore it, God is worthy. Don't you think he's worthy of the adoration?
Yes, he is.
The psalmist summons all the celestial bodies. Think about it. Not just the humans on this earth, but summons the sea monsters. He summons the earth weather. He summons the elements. All things worship God. All things worship God.
All creation.
Amen. All creation should praise the Lord. Now that gets a little deep when it gets out of our realm. All we know is what we go through. But then take a minute and look out and think about the elements. Think about everything outside of our human nature. And God still protects them, and they worship God.
Amen.
All creation. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop there and open up for a dialogue as I like to do, because I like to hear from everyone. And if I don't hear from everyone, I just keep moving forward. But I'm going to open up if anyone has any comments that would like to share at this time.
Which verse are you down to?
I am at, actually getting ready to go into 3 and 4, 18, 3 and 4.
I like the way that you reminded us of Genesis and how the Lord went in this psalm, how David was singing in the same way, actually in the way we pray, how we pray from the outside in, or some of us go from the inside out, but it's gradual, that it was gradual, and how David is praying for reminding us that God created absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we think that, but I have control of my corner of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And how he's moving in. And he also created those things that I see, the sun and the moon and the stars. And then how he comes in closer and closer, that the Lord created it all.
And then, and also, you know, tagging along with that, sometimes people have a tendency of forgetting that we're a God's creature. God created us, and we give up too easily.
Mm-hmm.
God is a very clear path for us. The only way, you know, muscles hurt and you know, blindness, deafness, all kinds of things, you know, occur, and we think this is the end. And not realizing that you have to have faith in God, and God is going to help you through each of those steps.
Amen.
I feel like I'm a living testimonial of that for many, many years.
Amen.
That, you know, that there's been troubled times, and in many respects, physically, financially, whatever, but God stepped in. And there's a reason for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I didn't understand at that time, but anyway, when you realize I did.
And I like what you said, how reminding us that we are part of that creation.
Amen.
So even though, so like some people will look at it, yeah, oh, he created, look at nature, I just want to enjoy nature and, you know, look at God's creation, not acknowledging that he created us as well,
mm-hmm.
of his will, everything about us,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Amen.
He knows.
Hallelujah.
You know.
Hallelujah.
And he loves, and he's pleased.
Mm-hmm.
He sees that he loves us. That's the piece that's just so amazing.
Amen. Any more comments? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we continue in Psalms 148, we're down to 148, 5, and 6. And it says here, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Amen. Hallelujah. And he starts off in here in 5 and 6. He starts grounding, talking about praise, and what God is doing is he's touching, he's getting us in touch with all things that he has created. He's reminding us that he is the creator of all things. It doesn't make a difference whether it's close or whether it is distant. God is clearly identified as the creator and the sustainer of all things. And when we move down in 7 and 8, we talk about earthly praise. Earthly praise. Hallelujah. Chaos and danger find their place in our praise. Wouldn't you say that?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that when we want to praise God, when we want to give God all the glory, there's chaos and there is danger. It finds its way in our praise. Recall, think about it, that the wind from God swept over the face of the waters in Genesis 1 and 2 that happened. And in this psalm, the sea monsters below add their praise. And it also talks about, it says that in ancient times, that the chaotic water was a symbol of disorder in life. So in this chaos, God brought order. And I would say that's something that's worthy of praise.
Mm-hmm.
In all of that chaos, God brought order.
Can I say something right here?
Sure.
We talked about the chaos. Alicia and I, our youngest daughter, and I were talking about how things can look like chaos to us.
Mm-hmm.
Down here, because when we're looking at life and looking at things from our perspective, we may see no end, we may see trouble, things may look crazy, but from where God, from God's vantage point, his viewpoint, he sees where everything is the way it's supposed to be.
Amen.
And he sees the order and the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see it yet.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But because we're in it, and we're at the same level that it's at. But because he sees all and knows all, he knows that there's a reason, there's a pattern, there's a purpose
mm-hmm.
in what may look like chaos to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then also maybe, if we travel the course of life, we don't really do God's will. Anyway, as we ride down the road, it would be chaotic if there were no signs or traffic lights. But, you know, turn left, turn right, yield, et cetera, et cetera. There's signs to, for, you know, get us to where we need to be safely. Mm-hmm. We just have to follow those signs.
Mm-hmm.
Some signs call for judgment. Some call for strict obedience.
Amen.
And God, you know, puts those, you know, gives us those clear signs as well. Do we choose to follow those signs, or are we electing to take to turn right? He cuts the turn right, and we say, I think I'm going to turn left. I'm going to disregard what God's telling me. Then we find ourselves in chaos. But anyway, we're able to get ourselves back on the right track because of God. He's sticking with us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And a GPS. Bible is a GPS.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Any more comments? Any more comments? Hallelujah. And I just want to add on that 148, 7 and 8. And when we look at that, you know, God even talks about, when we were talking about in terms of all the things that we can't see, in here God is talking about, he's talking about things that are deep in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the hail, something that we, that's distant from us. He's talking about the snow. He's talking about the frost. Even the waters take part in praise and refrain.
Mm-hmm.
When God says stop, it stops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When God says stop, it stops.
And you know what else this reminds me of, especially with the, well, not that the seasons are changing for the better, but that, like it says, lightning, hail, snow, clouds. I don't know. I'm reading in the NIV version. The stormy winds and stuff like that. That's God's creation as well, and there's a purpose for those things as well. So we need to not complain, to have be peaceful, be calm, and ride it out.
Mm-hmm.
Ride it out, because there's a reason and there's a reason for everything. Reason for that season.
Mm-hmm. Any comments? Any more comments?
I like to say that when I think about his creation, how unique everything is that he created.
Mm-hmm.
Or take like a snowflake. They say there's not two snowflakes alike. The
mm-hmm.
lines on the zebra. They say each zebra has its own pattern. There's none alike. When I think
mm-hmm.
about stuff like that, it just makes me realize it's just so awesome that God created these things, and everything that he created was for man, for me. Everything that he did, the planets, like the word says, no matter how far it is, it has something to do with man. There's order, there's connection, and everything is connected to his greatest creation, which is us, man.
Amen.
And he loves us so much that he did all of this for us. And of course, the greatest gift of all is our Savior Jesus Christ. But to think of all of that, it just makes me in awe. You look at the sunrise and the sunsets, everything, the animals, and it all has some connection to me as a human, to me as a child of God. It has some kind of a connection, and it, like I said, it just makes me, I have to praise him. I there's nothing like him. There's nothing above, there's nothing like God, the creator of everything. How can someone not want to praise him is beyond my understanding, and I don't really want to understand that. That's their issue. But it's just so awesome. It's just so awesome. And I'm in awe.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. And so thankful. So very, very mm-hmm. thankful to him.
Amen. And that's exactly where God wants us, to be thankful.
Yes.
Not only so, not just on Sundays. Not just on Sundays.
That's right. That's right.
Today. See, and as the kids might say, sometimes we get it twisted. You know, we just think we just come and we just thank God on Sundays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that's the time. That's the order. Only on Sunday.
Put them in a compartment.
Yeah.
But that's when you don't, when you're not aware, when you're truly not aware of, I think it's part of a relationship, developing a relationship with Jesus Christ, but also maybe it's maturity in knowing that there must be something greater than you. And I'm not talking the higher power, New Age stuff, but there's a God that created you,
mm-hmm.
and that it's not just happenstance or so-called luck that we're here. That God has a purpose for you, or you would not be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that when you come to the realization of that, it's sometimes after you've been through something. Or you've lived a little while, you know. You've lived a little while, and you've matured. You've matured in Christ, and you've matured, you know, chronologically as well.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Moving on, in 148, we're in 9, 10, and 11, and 12. And God goes, the psalmist continues talking about all the things on earth that praise God, mountains and hills, fruit trees and all the cedars, wild animals and cattle, creeping things and flying birds, king of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And the psalmist here, he continues to add and include more and more of the creation that we're talking about. He's
yeah.
just adding more and more of the creation. God created all things. Each living thing that brings praise by being what it is, or what it was made to be, it's not anything. It doesn't do anything else. It doesn't. It's here for a purpose, and it functions according to its purpose.
Praise God.
God's creatures don't do something out of the ordinary to render praise or to show praise. Amen. Living is praising the Lord. Let me just say that again. Living is praising the Lord.
I think living like you're loved, living like you're valued, living like you're chosen, living
yeah.
like you're a representative of the kingdom, living like you know that you know that you know who Jesus Christ is, and he's part of you, he's in your heart, and you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
When you live a life, praise.
And even to make that shorter, when you're grounded in praise.
Amen.
When you're
Amen.
Grounded, that's what the psalmist is saying. When you're grounded in praise, then you are living, your living is praising the Lord. Everything that you do, you are showing praise to God. Not to humans, not to any other human being, not to kings, not to queens, but you're showing that you are praising the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
In 11 and 12, 148, 11 and 12, it talks about, it says, the psalmist moves now into human beings who takes a conscious role of praising the God. And what it's saying here is that no one is exempt from praising God.
Amen.
No one is exempt from praising God. It doesn't make a difference about your age, your gender, or even your social status. All people are called to praise the Lord. It doesn't make a difference whether you are king or a queen. All people are called to praise the Lord. And when we forget about that, when we forget about who we are, and as you just read up there, even the creatures, even the living things know their purpose, and they praise God. They don't try to do anything else or be like anything else. You don't see a dog try to act like a cat. You don't see a cow try to act like a pig. Everything has its place. Everything has its place. And what the psalm is saying here is that we have our place and we need to stay in it. Don't look at what someone else is doing and try to get in their lane and go as fast as they're going or do what they're doing. What the psalmist here is saying is that we all have a place and we have a purpose. And we need to operate according to our purpose. Amen. Any comments?
I like that. That was a place to shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's my comment.
Yeah. God, you know, look, he's tagging along with you. God gave us all special talents. Mm-hmm. And he gave us different talents. You know, he didn't make us all exactly, he gave us all exactly the same talent.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave us a multitude of talents, the million talent to sing, the million the talent to be able to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And to reach out to people, to teach, but a variety of the gifts he's given us. Anyway, take those gifts and utilize them for the purpose God gave it to us. And that's to do God's will.
Amen. 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 To do his will.
It, you know, to take those talents and then shut yourself up and not talk to anybody or not utilize those gifts God gave you to benefit or to help others, you're doing a great disservice.
Absolutely.
And disrespect to God.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You're not doing praise to God.
The talents that we have, we are to use to glorify God. The talents that we have are used to glorify God. What is your talent? How are you glorifying God with your talent? That's just a question. That's just a pause right there. Okay, something to think about. We move on into the last two parts of the Psalms 148. And in 148, it says in 13 and 14, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord.
Can I read into my version?
Sure.
Okay. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints of Israel. The people close to his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I want to bring out that. He talks that even though that you hear Israel, he's saying the people that's close to his heart. The people that's close to his heart are the ones that honor, glorify, and exalt God. If we're praising God, then that just shows a reflection of our relationship.
Right. We're adopted into Israel.
Amen.
Israel.
Amen.
Can I speak about the horn?
Sure, please.
Okay. The horn in this verse represents Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And the horn represented like a crown. Mm-hmm. So to put the horn on your head, I used to think that they were talking about the shofar.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That they were talking about the shofar here. That blow in the shofar in
mm-hmm.
praise, but the praise that David is talking about here is a reference to Jesus Christ coming. That he has raised up his people a horn. that the horn that he's raising up from his people, from Israel, is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is going to be praised by all the saints. And it says of Israel, and that the people closest to his heart. So those who are closest to his heart are going to recognize him and going to praise him and celebrate. So this these last few songs are all about praise, praise and worship. David, you know, was a worshiper.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about those closest to his heart, and we will praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you go on and you talk about it in terms of a crown, even in our human nature, I don't care where we go in this life, if we see someone that has a crown on, automatically we associate them with what?
Royalty.
Royalty.
Yeah.
Royalty. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just royalty. Any comments before we move on as we're getting closer toward the hour?
I would like to read the Message translation.
Sure.
4:13, and it says, "Let them praise the name of God. It's the only name worth praising. His radiance exceeds anything in earth and sky. He's built a monument, his very own people. Praise from all who love God. Israel's children, intimate friends of God. Hallelujah." I just love that, intimate, because when you are close to him, you have an intimate relationship with him. You just want to praise him. All who love God praises him.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, this is a powerful piece when we start talking about praise, because in our human nature, sometimes we forget. In the Bible, the psalmist says we take a pause, but I'm saying that we forget. You know, from my language, we forget. Sometimes we leave God out of the equation.
Yeah.
And the psalmist is saying here that we are to praise him in season as well as out of season.
Amen.
Praise should continually be in our mouth.
Amen.
Amen. When we wake up, from waking up to laying down, everything should be about praising God. And what the psalmist is saying here is that the more that we praise God, the more that we call on heavenly things. Let me say that again to you. I might be talking to you that's listening by internet. The psalmist is saying that the more that we praise God, the more we call on heavenly things.
Mm.
I'm gonna let that resonate for a while, because sometimes we, as the psalmist says, take a pause.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we pause.
Mm-hmm.
We get stuck on the situation, and we forget about who is the creator of the heaven and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that God can do anything but fail. And what God wants us, he wants us close to him. He wants us to stick close to him.
Yes.
So that he wants us to stick close to him so we know that he's there.
Yeah.
So we won't forget.
Intimate.
We think about the wilderness. When they came out of the wilderness, what they had to do was they had to write it on the walls as a reminder. Write it on the wall. Write everywhere that you look. You have it serve as a reminder of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we have to do in order to keep our minds focused on praising God, we should do.
Amen.
I don't care if you write it, put things around your house. As a reminder, in your car, as a reminder, on your job, as a reminder. Amen?
Amen?
Whatever it takes to remind us that it doesn't make a difference what situation we are in, what situation we're going through, we are to always praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in 148, it goes on. It says it paints a picture as if it calls into the depths of creation all that is known and all that is seen. Amen. So all that is unknown and all that is unseen. So the things that we can see, it calls into the depths of creation, and it calls into the things that's unknown and unseen, the things we can't see. So we're talking about the depth of the waters, that the creatures below it, we can't see that. When we start talking about where the birds go during the winter, we don't know that. These are things that we can't see. And the psalmist is letting us know that God is still operating.
Amen.
Even though we can't see it, God is still operating. Now, let me bring that even home. No matter what you're going through, whatever situation that you may have in your life that may not be in agreement with what you feel or what you think, God is still operating.
Yeah.
And the psalmist is saying that we are constantly keep praise on our mouth.
Amen.
Constantly keep praising God, praising God, praising God. And then what happens is we begin to start to call on heavenly things. Hallelujah. Man, I'm shouting about that. I'm shouting about that.
Amen.
Keep calling. Even if you think, when I think about the Word of God, you know, and it talks about knocking. It talks about knocking, knocking, knocking. Sometimes we knock and we think that no one's there. But what we're supposed to do is keep knocking, keep knocking, keep knocking, and eventually someone hears and says, there's a knock. Someone's at my door. And when they come in to open, when they come to open the door, they invite you in. But until then, you can't get in until they invite, open the door and invite you in. And that's where it comes with praise and with prayer. It's consistent. It's on a regular basis. It's nonstop. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to get caught up, and I don't want to lose sight on that. I don't want to lose sight.
You're about ready to start shouting, singing, and dancing.
Amen. 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 The being and splendor of the Lord is who was and is and always will be. And it's above our human capabilities. It's above anything that we're even supposed to understand. That's what the psalmist wants us to understand, that it's above anything that we're supposed to understand. So what we have to do is we just keep doing what we were created to do.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise.
We'll recognize because of the people who we were created to be.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, my goodness. It's amazing. I love it when we look into the Psalms and it starts reminding us. I'm sure we already know that, even though that you listen, those of you listening by internet,
but we need a reminder.
You know all of that. But amen, we need a reminder, and that's exactly what this is.
And we need each other.
And we need each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Any comments before we close?
I really enjoyed tonight. Such a blessing. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. And you know what? As I say, we're all in this together.
Amen.
Amen. We lift each other up. That's what we are here to do. Lift each other up. Amen. So we just thank you for tuning in. Those of you that tune in by internet, we thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday. We invite you back next Wednesday. We just want to thank you once again. We can't thank you enough for being a part of this ministry, and so that we can just come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, just to lift up the name of Jesus. So we do thank you. Remember, we love you. But God loves you most.
Amen.
Amen.
can be.